Hi everyone, Teresa Aker here from Success Diaries with Teresa Aker. I've been bringing you people who've overcome adversity, come to the other side, and been hugely successful. And I'm very proud of each and every one of them. And I'm very proud that I was able to bring them all to you. And we have so much more to talk about. Every now and then, I like to bring you some thoughts, some books, things that I've learned along the way that have helped me get through some difficult times and actually some fun times and some good times. So today I want to talk to you about a quote I heard. It was a long time ago, and I'm not sure who said it, but I definitely heard this quote. It happened because it was supposed to happen. Now that sounds really simple, right? But I had this aha moment this one time. I was having, a different bit of a struggle for a while. Then all of a sudden, things started to change. And for about a month, I was just like, nothing could go wrong. I was doing so well. I was creating. I was living the dream, doing what I wanted to do. And I continued on in that cycle. And I thought, that's strange. Prior to that, I had so much go wrong. It felt like every day, every time I got up, there was something else. I was looking for something else to go wrong. And then it hit me. I heard this saying, it happened because it was supposed to happen. How many times have you said to yourself, oh my goodness, if that hadn't happened and I hadn't gone through that, I wouldn't be where I am today. I don't know how many people I've talked to now. I've interviewed so many wonderful people, and they all said the same thing. When I went through it at the time, I couldn't see it. I couldn't see why. I was angry. I felt like the whole world was against me. I felt like I couldn't get out of it. I felt the chaos and the anguish, anxiety, and pressure of the time. And then down the road, they look back and they go, oh my goodness, I not only survived, but I'm here. I made it. And now I have a whole new world. I'm actually an entirely different person, which actually happens, by the way. I always like to think of them as chapters in our lives that we go through. They're learning lessons. You've heard that. I know. And they're definitely going to get you to a whole new place in life. So when we think about what happened before, look at those as blessings. When you're dealing with something today, whether it's good or bad, know that this is just for the moment. No matter what, it's going to change. Tomorrow's another day. So enjoy the present. Try as best as you can. When you look too much into the future, then you get a little bit of anxiety. There's nothing wrong with planning. In fact, a lot of my motivation is about writing out plans. But don't put yourself under anxiety and stress when you're trying to reach those goals. Make sure that when you look back, also, you're not dwelling in the past because a lot of people stay in the past and they can't seem to get out. And the reason is your brain doesn't know that that's the past and the brain doesn't know that's the future. That sounds kind of out there thinking, right? However, it is in fact your chapter that you arrived in today from the chapters that you did prior. And now, today, you're planning the new chapters. So if you could think of it like a book. The first chapter had to happen, the second chapter, the third. Now you're perhaps in the fourth or the fifth chapter, and you still have a long way to go. So you get to write that next chapter. You get to say, today, where am I going to be in a year, 5 years, 10 years from now? What am I going to have? Am I going to be in a big house? Am I going to be in a condo? Am I going to have a new car? Am I going to have a convertible? What am I going to have? What about a spouse or a partner? Entirely up to you. You get to write that out. You get to decide what you're going to do. So don't stress about what you ha past your past life was. Don't worry about, oh, I shoulda, coulda, woulda. Those are the worst. Because you know what? It isn't shoulda, coulda, woulda. You did it. Right? You did it. You made the plan. You thought that way. You made those choices. And it's okay. They were supposed to be those choices. Good or bad, you ended up here. And if you're feeling today like you want to change those choices, you get to do that. So I'm always bringing you advice that I learn. If you have anything you want to hear about, any guests that you like to have on the show, any books that you've read you just love to tell me about, I want to hear from you. You're wonderful viewers. Could you please subscribe at the bottom and give me a thumbs up? That really makes a big difference on the content, and I'm able to keep coming to you. Thank you so much for watching my show. It's Success Diaries with Teresa Aker. I appreciate all of you. I hope you're having a great day, and I look forward to talking to you all very soon. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.